Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This Yellow Brick Road is closed for good. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
You don't know what this one's about, do you? And you
I wanna know. Don't want to know. I want to be surprised.
Well, you're going
to
find out pretty quick.
I know. I also think the reference of this one, like, I don't know a ton about. Like, yeah. A lot of things that feed off of film culture, I don't know a ton about. So I'm excited. I'm scared. I'm curious.
Well, what we're going to be talking about is a short-lived, I guess, theme park called the Land of Oz.
Yeah!
That existed from 1970 to 1980 in North Carolina.
Oh, fuck. See, you are so good at, like, the theme park, like, the fucking abandoned-ass theme parks.
It's my kink.
It's
my kink.
You can only get off if you're seeing fucking rusty, like, ramps onto slides down.
This one has been one that kind of comes up a lot and is always ones I kind of go back to and I'm like, I want to be there because the information of it is interesting, but the photos are so, it just looks so the way you want things to look when they're, you know, abandoned. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into the Land of Oz.
Oh, fuck yes.
Were you ever into, like, you know, like syncing up Dark Side of the Moon and The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, but I was more into Return to Oz, Feruza Balk. Sequel. I fucking loved that movie.
Do you think I was born at the same time The Wizard of Oz came out? It's close though.
I don't think that at all. No. But I feel like you probably liked Return to Oz too.
I probably was born into The Wiz. Like the musical
yeah.
The Wiz.
Yeah. Yeah. We did it at our all white high school.
Do you know they made The Wiz to make a all black version of it? So you said
we took it back. We took it back. No, it wasn't like that. There were actually African American people at my high school. They were just so disinterested in being uncool enough to be in the high school musical.
You just had to poach white people.
Yeah. I mean, it was actually a pretty mixed cast of people, but it was some hard recruiting to students who were like very disinterested just to get some diversity. And, you know, obviously, you know, they were good singers and like blew us out of the park.
But you're not like a big like Wizard of Oz fan. Like some people, I feel like are just really interested in. I think people that are also interested in Disneyland and Disney.
Yeah,
World.
I think that's true. Or like people who love like Judy Garland. Like they like, and I have some interest in this. But I'm really more interested if you're thinking about like the glory days of the film. Like I think like 30s and 40s film history. That's like that's the wheelhouse of those people. I love like the fucking seedier like 70s film history where it's like, you know, LA was like a shit. Our whole country was kind of a shithole, you know, like Reagan era, like nobody has anything. What the fuck's happening?
I mean, New York City was, you know, blackouts and a lot of poverty. And
Yeah.
There's a thing of President Ford is a, I mean, it's kind of out of context, I believe, but it's like President Ford was like, to New York City, drop dead. Because the 70s were a tough time economically. But
yeah.
That's where you want to see those movies that are just like gritty and dirty.
Yeah, like gross. But Wizard of Oz has a lot of, I mean, I think it's suggested dark. It's dark as hell. And like the Culver Hotel, like it's very linked to a lot of different things. Like it's very like culturally disparate. Like, it traverses all the, like, again, it's like Pink Floyd, you got LA history, you've got fucking, I don't know what, like, music, you know, like, I don't know.
Did you mention when I first mentioned that it was, you know, Yellow Brick Road, you said Culver Hotel. Mm-hmm. Is there a connection?
Yeah, the Culver Hotel is where they put up all of the little people. Mm-hmm. It's a super beautiful haunted hotel right by the Sony lot. And apparently there's like just a lot of rumors around it. Like the people had like a bunch of orgies there, that one of the actors hung himself, kind of a thing. So there's a lot happening with that. Oh. Maybe we'll do.
See, that's separate. Yeah.
It's a separate one. We'll have to do that.
Yeah. But it's never ending.
It is never ending.
Never ending like loop of sad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sad stuff, last time we recorded, you talked about you went on two dates. I want to know how they, I want to know how they played out.
Oh God. Yeah, this is what's happening in my life, is that I stopped, I'm not working anymore, so I'm committed to getting myself out there. So this is becoming a podcast about my dating life.
Well, we want to know what goes on
so
behind.
Can I just tell you too, okay, last year on Halloween, I went on a date with a guy that I was interested in. It was really fun. We went to the Los Feliz Murder House. I mentioned on the podcast. Mm-hmm. This year, I went on a date with a guy I was also interested in. He was not into Halloween at all, so we just like went out for Chinese food and like hung. And again, every day for me is Halloween. Like there's no time of the year for like, this is my, you know, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. So it's not, but it's also weird that like both these people like didn't really pan out. Anyway, I went on a date with one guy from Bumble a year ago. We went on two dates and he found me on Hinge now.
Okay.
And he's like,
how
hey, you're
work?
Cute.
How does Hinge work?
It's fucking, I can show it to you. It's it's the same. It's the same. Like you don't need to know much more. But I think it works through like friends of yours on Facebook or whatever. So I did that and he was like, hey, you're cute. Did we go on a date? And I was like, yeah, we went on two dates. And you set up a third and then bailed last minute. And he's like, well, I'm really sorry.
So he's gone through every single girl and he's back to you again.
I know.
Nice.
I mean, I thought it would be nice. I was like, yeah, all right. They come crawling back.
Not crawling, though.
No, just walking.
Not even really. Just kind of a little shuffle.
Yeah, a little something. So we went on, he invited me to this music show. I went with him and it was really fun. And I was like, are you into me? Like, I literally asked that because at this point I'm like, fuck it. I don't know. And he's like, I am. Do you want to go out tomorrow? So we went out the next day after his show. He's a musician. And it was like a lot of making out. It was like super fun and cute and whatever. And then like I never heard from him again. So I was like, okay, this guy's doing this for a second time to me. Noted. Let's see if he finds me on Tinder in another year. Then this other guy who is a friend of my friend, who actually we ran into today.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I feel like he has dated a little bit in the comedy community, whatever. We've always been friendly, but he like responded to one of my Instagram stories and then we were like talking and I was like, hey, if you want to grab a drink, just like text me. So he did pretty like almost immediately. We went out on a very traditional date. It was really fun. There was like some making out, whatever. And then we went on another date about a week later. But this is between like the World Series and he was like very like drunk. We were like texting during the World Series, whatever. Another very traditional date, a little bit of making out, but also it felt very, I don't know, like arm's length. And then a week later when I was in Palm Springs, he texts me and he was like, hey, I'm not ready to date right now. I just got out of something and I was like, hey, cool. No big deal. Like I had fun. If you are ever interested in dating, like hit me up. So he's like, oh, thanks, whatever. And then we're like chatting back and forth. And then he's like, we're talking about buffets. Cause like,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean like, thank mm-hmm. Yeah. Knows what I like. Like, yeah. I get it. So then he's like, do you want to check out this buffet with me? And I was like a date? Because you just said you weren't ready and I'm interested in dating you. And that was Thursday. And he hasn't responded since. But he's liked a lot of stuff on my Instagram. Mm. So, Jason, thoughts?
Well, he's definitely keeping tabs on you.
Yeah. Maybe, but it's see, like, don't bullshit me.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck around. Like, I'm in my 30s. Like, I don't need to, like, fucking... like. All right. Is that and also it's interesting that he responded to me after a week after our second date to be like, hey, I don't want to ghost you, this thing. But then once I'm straight up with it, it's like, now you're ghosting me, kind of. Zombieing is what it's called.
What is zombieing?
Zombieing is like when someone this is not like the purest case of zombieing, but like when someone from your past who like, you know, like you kind of dated or whatever, just like represents themselves on your social media or your public presence. Okay. Yeah. So it's like, don't forget me. I'm still here, but I don't want to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you wanted to ask me this buffet as a friend. Like, don't fuck around with me.
Yeah.
You know?
Because a buffet is like, I mean, imagine like a buffet date is not going to be like super, I mean, I wouldn't care, but it's not super sexy. Like, hey, let's eat all you can eat, probably low quality food.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And it's going to make me feel bad later.
Like, yeah.
Probably during.
During. And but then let's like kind of like, I mean, after the buffet, we can like, you know, hook up like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, but I... This is not like very many exchanges. Mm. It was like, he was like, I'm not ready to date. I'm like, cool. If you are, let me know. Like maybe like four exchanges. He's like, do you want to go out again? It's like, as what? What?
Hmm. Interesting.
Curious.
So are those the only two that you are in the periphery?
I mean, I'm weeding through some other people. Yeah. I got set up. And they didn't. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're like a white guy who's coming at me as a moderate, like I'm not interested.
Oh,
like,
no.
Don't put a hashtag in your texting because you can't click on that hashtag. It's
not
cute.
Yeah.
No, I don't. And
they're like libertarian type.
Oh, fuck no. I mean, libertarians like get the fuck out. But like moderates were like, I'm you know, socially liberal, but fiscally, it's like, fuck no. It's, no.
You're fiscally, but do you have a job?
Yeah, white guy of privilege.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I'm going to a singles event on Thursday.
Oh.
Should I podcast from there?
Yeah. So that's kind of like a cash grab of hookups.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always dated a lot, and I feel like I've been pretty lucky overall. I just think right now my... I'm just pretty straightforward in general, and that can be very like intimidating to pussy baby bitches.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Should I say that?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, listen, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. No, I don't mean to say that. Yeah. I mean to say, I think it can be very, in a world of like trying to code things, it can be a little hard for people when I am straightforward, but also there are times to not be straightforward. Like after one date, you don't owe someone shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
It's interesting the way you kind of like want to stay on people's.
I don't want to do that. I want them as far away from me as possible. Yeah. If like they're fucking around with me.
Yeah. I guess just put, I mean, you have a bunch of things out there. And just
bunch of feelers. Something's got to hit.
You got to have like a bunch of feelers out there.
I know. Yeah. I mean, when you were single, you were definitely like a...
Oh, man. Yeah. I was on the receiving end of whatever this is. Definitely. Absolutely. I was one of those. I was always very... The thing is, I was always extremely nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was nice because I was nice, but I also like kind of wasn't, you know, super forthcoming.
Yeah. You were like these guys, right?
Yeah. Where
it was like
very,
mixed message city.
Very, very. Or I'd be, you know, vague where I'm like, I'm not technically misleading you, but I know.
Yeah.
And the fact that I think that I am so nice and I'm a pretty affectionate kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it does kind of send like definitely. Mixing, but nobody's ever like said, hey, do you want to like hit up a buffet though?
Mm-mm.
So I've never had that.
I mean, like, I do like to date good eaters.
Yeah.
So it's something that I like, but also like, I'm sure like when you started dating Michelle, you know, like I am of the camp that if a guy likes you, you will know.
I think when if like you're listening to Ghost Town podcast, listen to one episode, you love it.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to another one episode.
You fucking love it. Love it. Like,
Third one. One leads to two, leads to three, and then your relationship. Just before this, we were in downtown LA having a meeting about Ghost Town.
Mm-hmm.
What? Look at us having meetings.
Eating
croissant.
Secret.
We had a croissant.
Yeah, we did. I had some coffee.
Yeah, and I had some water.
Mm-hmm.
And we had croissant. We had a nice meeting downtown. We saw some haunted. Yeah. What do you say? The
cicada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is haunted, and
it's definitely haunted. This building that we were in is definitely haunted. The street signs haunted. Croissant haunted.
Yeah, haunted.
Like
croissant.
Everything around us is just a maelstrom of ghost lore.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's probably more interesting than my dating life, honestly. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep up and see how everything's going.
Yeah.
But we had a really good meeting kind of talking about exploring more ghost town.
Yeah, don't you want more?
There's going to be more. We just want to do more, give more.
More, more.
You know, we've been on the Apple Podcast comedy, and sometimes the overall categories on the charts.
Yeah. And please rate us.
Yeah.
Donate to our Patreon. Your help, we can make more things. The money goes straight back to you, baby.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Straight back to you.
It's just, you know, it's a circle of life.
It is. It is called a cycle. It's natural. It's perfectly natural.
It's perfectly natural. Yeah. Come on, baby. It's perfectly natural. Come on.
It's just nature. It just is what it is. It is. Anyway, maybe we should talk about
The Land of Oz.
The Land of Oz, because I'm ready. Unless you want to talk more about my dating life.
Well, I mean, I feel like you're Dorothy kind of going through, or you're the wizard in your dating, if like Oz.
And everyone's like knocking on my door. Everyone's like trying to see what's behind the curtain, and there's nobody.
Maybe you're the Tin Man. I don't know. Who's the Tin Man? Who's the Tin Man?
Who's the goddamn Tin Man?
But, you know, it's interesting, The Land of Oz, is the fact that it takes place and was created and built in North Carolina. Why?
They're like, where should be the hub, the home of this magical Emerald City play universe?
In North Carolina. And for to have, you know, obviously
South Carolina?
North Carolina.
North.
That the fact that it, you know, starting in the late 60s, like, hey, let's do this, you know, whatever, 40 years after the movie came out, let's make a whole kind of theme park based off of The Wizard of Oz. I mean, I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea, too. I actually think it's very, like, ripe for cool shit to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can slide on the Yellow Brick Road. You can go like a monkey glider, like a witch monkey.
Nope. You're not in charge of it. They're not taking any ideas. They're not taking any
Wicked,
pitches.
Like, what witch are you?
It's already come and gone.
Lollipop Guild member, co-sign on a loan with a Lollipop Guild.
You want me to tell you about it, or do you want to just guess?
No, I want to hear.
I'm going to tell you about it. The Land of Oz opened in 1970 with the intention of extending the ski resort to be a year-round attraction by offering an attraction at the pinnacle of Beach Mountain. So there was already in the hills, I mean, in the mountains of North Carolina, I guess there's skiing.
They always want to recycle theme park shit. It's not like start anew.
No, they want to.
They're like, let's build in this shit.
So the ski lift was specifically designated to become a hot air balloon ride, which has been redeployed to be a ski lift on the back bowl, now Oz Run of Ski Beach. In later years, characters from the story conducted tours, but in the original design, it was for the visitor to assume the role of Dorothy. So you'd be Dorothy, kind of going, obviously, like, what else would you want to be? I'd be.
Remember the E.T. ride, though? This feels like there could
be a little bit of that. Yeah.
A bike.
Experience everything from Kansas to the tornado, to the meeting of the characters, the Yellow Brick Road to Oz. The visit culminated in Emerald City, where Dorothy appeared with her friends to meet the wizard. During its first summer, which would be 1970, a whopping 400,000 visitors ventured across the land of Oz's Yellow Brick Road, which contained 44,000 real yellow bricks. The bricks are real.
Yeah.
The yellow paint they used, real.
Oh. It's like, you could have, you know how they were selling pieces of the Berlin Wall?
Yeah.
What if you just got a piece of the Yellow Brick Road from
I got a piece of the Berlin Wall when I was there.
Nice.
Yeah, of course.
Next?
Yeah.
Yellow Brick Road.
You can eat a piece of it, too, if you want to.
How? With mustard? Like, what am I?
Let me tell you something. If they said, "Hey, you could eat parts of the Berlin Wall," I would have eaten. That's how obsessed I was with the Berlin Wall, which might come in a future episode because I was there. And
ooh,
I, interesting
shit.
Perspective.
Content. It's all content.
It's all content, baby. Mm-hmm. And then so 44 real yellow bricks. So I guess it's not just like an etched, you know, you can just put down. It's like a facade, a yellow brick road facade, or just painted. You can explore a replica of the Emerald City and to take a stroll through Munchkin Village and the Wicked Witch's Castle. At its height, it can attract 20,000 visitors per day.
Damn.
So 1968, Ray Bolger, the actor who played the Scarecrow in the 1939 film, broke ground in the Land of Oz with a psychedelic shovel.
Do you think
shovel.
They're like... psychedelic shovel, amazing. But you think they were like, who was their A-list? Do you think they were trying to get like... Dorothy, or like how many people before they got Ray Bolger?
We do have our A-list coming up.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're waiting for an A-list. You're gonna
I'm
get
chumming at the bit with this episode, aren't I?
When it opened in 1970, Debbie Reynolds cut the opening day ribbon with a teenage Carrie Fisher by her side.
Damn.
Nice. And its heyday, it featured a replica of Dorothy's Kansas farmhouse and a barn that housed a petting zoo, singing and dancing actors who portrayed Dorothy and her friends. So you're Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a Dorothy there.
Yeah. There's Dorothy who, like, knows some moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gift shop, restaurant, live show, ski lift with cars that look like hot air balloons, which would ferry visitors back to the real world.
Oh, so back to black and white.
Yeah, exactly. Back to reality. Things kind of took a turn.
Mm-hmm.
This place, it was actually dampened by the death of the owner, Grover Robbins, a few months before the park even opened. So the guy who kind of set this all off died before it even opened.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, December 28th, 1975, a fire was set to Emerald City Amphitheater and surrounding gift shops. Two buildings were destroyed along with the park's offices, costumes, sound equipment, and props.
Ugh.
At the same time, stuff was stolen. Including Judy Garland's Dorothy dress. Bummer, I know. There's some speculation.
Who has that right now? It's on the black market.
I think there's
somewhere?
More than one. Is there some at like the...
That makes sense.
Guggenheim,
no, I know. It's just one.
Or the... Some kind of... I don't know who would have
these.
Yeah,
like...
I don't know. Maybe it's...
Museum of Contemporary Art. Some high fashion.
Because like there's more than one, I'm sure they have. The speculation that it was set by disgruntled employees. I don't know what they'd be disgruntled about.
A coup. Yeah. From the inside.
Land of Oz would be rebuilt and managed by a new company, but it never recouped, and it finally closed in 1980.
Damn.
So what I would suggest is we'll put some pictures on the Instagram Ghost Town Pod, and then also get some up on the blog, ghosttowntravels.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check it all out.
Damn. I mean...
The pictures are like really, are more important than like the text and the information, because the pictures are so great, like the way it's been kind of sort of maintained. I don't know if it's because of the climate of North Carolina and this
balmy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it is not over yet, Rebecca.
I want to visit this. How about this? As you were talking, I was like, oh my God, this would be so cool for me, someone who's like not really a Wizard of Oz a-file.
Yeah.
What movie would you want to be made into a theme park?
Lately, John Wick, because I just kept watching John Wick. But if something of kind of like that, like weird, Willy Wonka, I guess, in the Chocolate Factory.
That'd be a fun theme park.
That would be fun. I wanted to visit some filming, but I think they filmed in Munich when I was in Germany, so the... I didn't get to go there. But yeah, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They just keep remaking the movie. It's like, stop. They already did it right
enough,
the first time.
Enough. I saw A Star Is Born last night and I was like, okay.
Oh, I cried.
You cried?
I cried not even at the end. I cried at the beginning.
I mean, the beginning was more sad than...
Yeah,
because
you know what it's going to be.
They have to hit the beats.
Yes.
But also like, I can't like... It's so hard. It's like, what an act of arrogance to think. It's just like such a male movie.
Oh, it
it's like so fucking like jack offy, like bullshit. Yeah,
it's what also, I love, like, baby. It's what I love.
Like, also, okay, so the person I went with, my friend Cassie, she was like, we were listening to that last song that she sings, and we were like, that's not, and I was like, oh, it sounds like
sounds
Whitney.
Familiar, yeah.
It's I Believe I Can Fly.
It is, yeah. Michelle said that too. Michelle actually loved the movie. She definitely doesn't like movies like that.
Yeah.
But she did say, she's like, that is I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah. Okay, good. It's not just
Just you. Ooh, no, it is. It's definitely like a.
Also, Lady Gaga is hard to. When I look at a sex scene between two people like that are supposed to be hot and yeah. I'm like uncomfortable. Like I was like,
you couldn't get off on it.
Stop. I was just like, I don't. Yeah. Can this be done?
But Bradley Cooper's hot.
Bradley Cooper is fucking hot. I love that he looked like a fucking alcoholic in that movie. Yeah. Love that. It's like. They're like, to you know, when everyone's like, lose weight for the role, they're like, be dehydrated for 8 months yeah. and sit in the sun. And yeah. then you put hot oil in your hair.
Yeah.
But Lady Gaga, too, like, she had so much work done. Yeah. And it works for her because she's, like, such a compelling performer. And she was perfect for that. But it was hard to look at her face a lot because I'm like, oh, the filler. Like, it was, like, a little distracting yeah. for me.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could leave it.
Yeah, I could love it.
That dog was cute.
So after the park mm-hmm. closed, it fell in disrepair. Things were stolen, vandalized. Some of the park was mm-hmm. saved, including most of the Olympic Road, a few Munchkin houses, some of the later costumes, sections of the Witch Castle preserved. On July 4th, 1991, the park was reopened for the day as part of the town's Beech Mountain Independence Day celebration as a kickoff of the redevelopment
Let's
of the property.
Let's open this dilapidated park for our Beech Mountain kickoff.
Day, yeah, just one day. Visitors rode up from the ski lift.
That was barely working.
Yeah. A school nearby staged a production of The Wizard of Oz. Visitors made their way to Dorothy's house, which mm-hmm. was then the home of the property owner, Alex Hufty Hayes. Mm-hmm. And you can view a collection of the original costumes and props in the 1939 movie. Mm-hmm. So they kind of made use of it.
Yeah.
In a sense. So the owners actually began to start restoring portions of the park in the coming years.
That's nice.
In the mid-90s, the Autumn of Oz Festival began as a reunion for original park employees. It's like, hey, you want to get the gang back together?
It's like Bachelor Nation?
Yeah, it's like...
Is everyone like, fuck?
Yeah, we're back. It's like, which one of you already originally burnt it down?
and stole Dorothy's costume?
So this became really popular as an mm-hmm. annual public event. And by 2009, the festival had over 8,500 people attending. And expanded to include all the characters from Wizard of Oz shows, the museum, Emerald City, Omaha Vendor Fair, Petting Zoo, Pony Rides, and other activities with the Oz theme. Money raised went back into renovations. Mm-hmm. In 2011, the park hosted the International Wizard of Oz Club. You think this would all happen in Kansas, right?
Yeah. I mean, why not? What, there's land there for this to transpire?
And maybe
North
just,
Carolina?
Yeah.
Why?
By 2013, the Land of Oz expanded to open and include Journey with Dorothy, a guided tour through Oz every Friday through June mm-hmm. during Beech Mountain's Family Fun Month. Now, in 2018, there's a lot of articles that in 2018, a new yearly event was introduced. So it is now a kind of regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go. It's not just open whenever. It's like special events. And you can check that out at landofoznc.com. Now, here's something that's not really important to this, but I wanted to let you know that there's rules, Rebecca, if you go to this. And I don't know if you could stick by these rules. You ready for them?
Well,
I literally printed this out just for you. Okay?
Hit me with them.
This is what you can't do in the parking lot or on premises.
Wait, parking lot isn't premises. Parking lot's like a no man's land.
No, it's a yes man's land, Rebecca. Okay? It's a yes man's land.
All right.
No tailgating. That's number one.
I'm not going to go and spark.
Ooh,
not
like bus. You're not going to like the rest of this. Sleeping in your vehicle.
What about your...
No buying or selling tickets. Now, this includes your stand-up shows that you're probably trying to do. I don't want you scalping tickets.
Dynasty Typewriter
show. Yeah, if you're in L.A., come to my Bringer show. You can't do that.
It's nice to make a quick buck to have some spending money in the park. It's called commerce.
Nope. That's not what this parking lot's for. No vandalism, loitering, or other illegal behavior.
Can I take a little Adderall? A half a pill.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Just give mom a head. Just give me an Addy. Give an Addy for daddy.
That's right.
Thinking?
I can't gamble off-site?
No.
There?
Drinking alcohol.
Is good.
No. It's on the list. It's
green
not
light.
Off the list.
Green nope. Drinking alcohol is go. Go. Do it.
It's off the list. It's on this.
It's on your list.
It's on the list. It's off of that list. Illegal drug use.
Enough. Enough of that. I don't need to. I think I've heard enough.
You can't do.
I can't.
Any of that. But we should still go there.
How do people have fun there?
They just enjoy the scenery with their loved ones.
I'll steal something. That's the only way.
You'll steal like a pen from like
I'll
the
steal a piece
center.
Of the yellow brick, real yellow bricks.
You're still hung up on that real yellow bricks thing. You're really kind of insulted by it. There's 45,000 bricks. That,
but like, what designates a real yellow brick? Well, is it made of yellow cement?
No, I think the fact is, it's just not a facade. Like, they just didn't paint lines to make it look like it. There was real laid brick. Yeah, it's
easy. What, someone just painted a bunch of bricks. Real yellow bricks. They came in here and it's like real water in my faucet. You get very uppity
when it comes to like masonry and carpentry. For some reason, like, that's your like thing.
Do not test me. Well, I'll go.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.